This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
My name is Mark Filipovic. I'm Croatian background. Yeah, I have three children, Liliana, Amelia and Ivan. I named Ivan after my dad, which is a bit of a Croatian tradition. My grandfather, you know, in the Croatian tradition, we make smoke small goods at home. I used to love going to butcher shops with him and seeing the butchers wear their knife kits and, you know, sharpening their knives and doing what they do. And I mean, if anyone knows someone Croatian out there, the first thing that will get thrown in your face is some meat and more meat and more meat. I was brought up in the Catholic Church. I believe I met Jesus and got to know who Jesus was in the Catholic Church, but I drifted from that foundation and decided to build life on my terms. You know, I latched onto alcohol rather than a relationship with God. And I believe in our heart we have a section there for God that only He can fill, nothing else, only He can fill. I filled that with alcohol. And it happened from a progressive state, you know. A few drinks with the friends, you know, fun, you know, gave me confidence to talk to girls. And progressively, it's a progressive disease, alcoholism. You know, progressively, slowly by slowly, it led me to drinking by myself in a garage at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't think there was no hope behind it or any sort of, it was just, I was just living for the next drink. And once I had that first drink, I can't stop. It almost took my life. I just virtually had to come to that point where almost had cirrhosis of the liver. I was a 210 kilo, you know, big fella who was drinking, you know, two bottles of bourbon at a time. Had no relationship. I was alone. You know, I was married, but I was alone. I had no relationship with my children. I had an operation to lose weight. I had a sleeve, and that entails them cutting, I think, 80% of your stomach away, sewing it back up. And you know, they use glue to sew that back up. And the doctor told me before the operation, Mark, no alcohol and all this and that. But me and my stubborn alcoholic brain, you know, said, well, hang on, I'm a butcher by trade. I know the anatomy just as good as you. I think I'll be all right, you know. I'll give it a week and I'll do what I want. It was just a state of mind. And yeah, I drank after that, and I knocked over a couple of bottles of bourbon and I blacked out. And when I woke up, I realized there's something not all right here. There's something, and I was in a really dark place. My marriage was breaking up all at the same time. I was asked to leave by my wife. And I realized, no, there's something not quite all right here. And yeah, I realized I was powerless over my life, over alcohol, over everything. I broke down. I virtually just said, God, can you do something for me here? When I was in the midst of my drinking, I got up early in the morning, because being a butcher, we start early. I got up and I went into my car and it was raining. And I put your radio station on. There was a song, you know, I'll Stand By You. And I can't explain it, to be quite honest, but I felt at that moment God was absolutely speaking to me. Something started happening in this area here, and I'll be honest, I started crying in the car. I do believe there was a seed planted at that point of Him trying to communicate to me, Him reaching out to me through your station. Mate, I'm on your side. No matter what happens, I'm in control. You know, it's funny, once I admitted my powerlessness over it, a power greater than the alcohol stepped right in. And I believe that's God. So after the alcohol was gone, something's got to replace it. And to me, it's been this hunger for God. I turned my life, my will and my life over to God. I went to a church. I got baptized, which was an amazing experience. You know, my father, when he found out that I was going to get baptized in a Pentecostal church, he was going to disown me because of that strong Catholic religion. That same person couldn't help himself because he had to come see what was happening with his son at that church that day he got baptized. Not only he's been baptized, but my mother as well. And it's for the first time in my life, my whole family is in the same church. God, Jesus Christ, he doesn't look at us as Catholic or Orthodox or Pentecostal. He only sees us as his children. And for me and my parents to go into the same church together and praise his almighty name together, praise be to God. I no longer go to God just, you know, fearing him. You know, it's now more conversation. Like, I'm coming to understand that he actually wants to have a relationship where he just wants me to come to him as I am, talk to him like a friend, like a father. And, you know, he promises that, you know, he'll meet me on those terms. All you need to do is just one thing, and it's the hardest thing to do, admit that I need God rather than whatever you're latching onto that moment. I need God. And, you know, 103.2 is definitely an apparatus that he'll speak through to you to give you that hope. One thing I know, the hope the world gives comes up empty every single time. I'm the proof of that. You know, it almost killed me. But I do know the hope that the Lord gives is a hope that will sustain, push you forward, and fuel you. Fuel, and I believe hope's a fuel. Hope's a fuel that gets me up in the morning. I'm holding on to that hope because everything else comes up empty.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.